Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. J Former DP, Austin Orman, second segment back on time. A lot of stuff going on. Real quick, whether it's easy to coach after, I guess, a lucky victory or an ugly victory or a good loss when you play well. I don't know. It's based on who the player is in the team. I think the standard should be, as long as we play good, the numbers will end up, as long as we play good, the wins and losses will be more in our favor, what we want, versus kind of lucking up and backdooring your way into, because that's where you can kind of, you see it all the time in the NFL. Team wins 10 games and one score games. Next year, they're 3-13 or 3-14 now.
My gut tells me it's probably easier to coach a young team after a loss and an older team after a win, right? Young guys, like, oh, we lost. Some of them, that's where their mind stops. We lost. We got to get better. I would think an older, more veteran team would say, we won, but no, that's not up to our standards. It's a chance for us to refocus, recommit, maybe.
Yeah, and I think it's more of a, I don't think it's an age thing. I think it's a maturity thing. If you got a really immature team that doesn't even understand what it takes to win, you're just trying to win at any form or fashion, because you'll get their attentions, because, you know, a lot of times these kids these days like they're back patted and their belly rubbed. And then I think if you have a more mature team that understands what a standard is and the work that's went into winning in the past and what the expectations are, then I think it's probably easier to say, okay, look, well, we played good. We came up short. Matter of fact, let's just be honest. They were better than us yesterday. That doesn't mean that we were horrible. We just weren't good enough, but this is how we're going to make it up. Then they're probably yearning for that more. But when you're trying to talk to an immature team, they're just hearing you and they're not listening. So it's a catch 22 and it's hard. But I think, if we're in Nebraska, I think when you hadn't won, and showing the ability to find out showing the ability to win a game, even though it's not your best look, and you pretty much had it in hand, except for the last, I don't know what it was, 5.5 minutes, whatever it is. And then we're able to kind of recover and did let the Avalanche fully, gain momentum and crush your little town at the end of the bottom of the ski slope. There is a ton of positivity for that, but it's also a good teaching tape in both factors. One, we won, and this is how what we did to win, even though when it's not pretty. But then also you can really, really hyper-focus on whenever you got over your skis or that, time period when you lost the domination. And so I think it can work both ways, but it's also, you just got to make sure, the culture and the standard is what it is. The worst thing, I will tell you this, for going into 2025 is you cannot compromise in culture. You cannot compromise. That's probably one of the things they should be, no compromise. And that goes all around. You just can't compromise. That doesn't mean you're dictating or anything like that and all that stuff. Like, if you're trying to do all that, that's you wasting a lot of time. Just compromise. You can't, if you have goals and aspirations, you can't compromise those.
But in that is the real battle for most programs, most leaders. It's trying to figure out standard versus the absolute.
Right? Yeah, and it's always moving too.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, it's moving if the program is not where you want it to be, if it has an apex yet.
You can
Saban's issue with Alabama in the final run was that standard can't be lowered from there. I would imagine Coach Osborne had some issue with that as well. That there's certain things that at your best you demand.
Yeah. Well, you demand it all. I think the one thing that Nick Saban really did, and this is where it kind of like cemented him as the best of all time, especially at the college level, that he never compromised. He adjusted, and the great ones adjust. Coach Osmore had to adjust going from that 5-2 defense or whatever it was to a 4-3, a different type of 4-3 defense, and that's what you have to do. You cannot compromise, though.
You can compromise without becoming compromised.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, I mean, we're...
Well, if you're adjusting and changing your level and location, so if you're moving up, forward and up, then you adjust.
Yeah, and
if don't you gotta, adjust to go down.
Yeah, or don't what Nebraska did, whenever it was 20 some years ago, compromise or adjust whatever word you want to do it because of what USC was doing halfway across the country in a totally different environment that had nothing to do with you. That's what you can't do. You can't just say, okay, well, I'm just gonna just blow everything up. You can't be like at sometimes when we had a past coach like saying, oh, we just got to keep doing what we were doing, and it wasn't working. But you have to adjust what you're doing to either keep up with what's going on in your conference or what's going on with your team, and or to obviously continue to get better. I mean, if you want to look at Illinois with Brett Bielema, what he said he had to do was go around, and what he did when he went from Arkansas to obviously eventually Illinois was learn more about the RPO game and the passing game to go along with what his bread and butter is obviously lining up and punching you dead in the face and trying to, be Iowa of the Illinois.
So it becomes apparent, think Bear Bryant, Alabama, certain cultural things that you're going to hold to certain standards. And then you go to Rose Bowl.
We need some, of them brothers over there. Yeah.
It was like,
or like when Kentucky played, was it North Texas?
Yeah, when they went down and played
Texas State in the NCAA championship. I mean, that's obviously the biggest adjustment. But I think with Nebraska, they gotta just continue along the process and improve.
The Jackie Robinson thing, right? The evolution of the game from.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A forward game to a speed game, then the evolution back to a power game in the Bash Bro days, in the Bonds, McGuire, Sosa era, and then going, listen, we went too far. Let's go back to normal head size and a good number of home runs. We don't have to have all the home runs, but we can have a good number of home runs. Let's go away from the Bob Gibson-dominated under one ERA baseball to the other extreme spectrum of the microwavable baseballs that fly out everywhere to somewhere inside the spectrum that works for more people.
Yeah, I mean, if you want an example of in the NFL level, you can go look at my Buffalo Bills. You go from essentially last year in the 4 years prior, Josh Allen in Diggs, and that was it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, then now they have a thing where I think they have 13 guys on the – in the offensive side of the ball that caught a touchdown. And so it's like, now it's spread out and it looks like their offense, well, it doesn't look like their offense is way more consistent than it has been in years past. I mean, I think they are one game away or maybe have the NFL all-time record of most games in a season of 30-plus points. So that's just an adjustment. And that's an adjustment in maybe mindset, maybe you could say standard or whatever it was, or an idea of what you're trying to do to accomplish your own or the ultimate goal. And kind of depends on where you're at the program. But as far as where Nebraska's at, I think you got to continue to build and then you got to really, find out where what you want to do in this day and age of college, football. I mean, right now it's going to come down to like 50, 55 to 60 guys. I mean, you're going to have 105, and I'm going to be willing to bet not every team fills 105, because I truly don't believe there's 105 good football players out there on every team. I've watched it too much. Number one, guys ain't dedicated enough. Number two, they ain't coached good enough at the lower levels. Number three,
So your championship teams, were they deeper? They went further down the roster with good players, or was the upper level talent that much better?
No,
we were deeper with great players.
I mean, but that's a different time. We couldn't go anywhere. You got to think, Amon Green was like not starting. You know, guys like that. I mean, we had good, our third or fourth running backs would have probably went to Iowa State and Iowa and been all conference in whatever conference they would have been at. So, right now, I just think, you know, it's going to be interesting how the people approach it, how NIL or the collectives work alongside with the, you know, the salary cap, and it's going to shape the, you know, then it's going to sprinkle down to football. You got to be very efficient in how you evaluate. I mean, you have got to be able to evaluate.
So do you think for college football moving forward, the deeper teams that don't have a drop off might be better in the regular season, but it's still going to be star power that wins out in the college football playoff in the postseason?
Yeah, and then also, I think what's going to really help out is whatever team, you know, the deeper teams obviously will be able to have that. I don't think you're going to get the 10, 15-year run Alabama had with Nick Saban. I think it's going to be, you know, a big long run will be 3 to 5 years, and that's going to be 2-3 quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's a rotation of players. It happens at the high school level.
Right.
Where if you get
a good class or two.
Yeah, you get a great player, and then you get a very good player. And they come in at the same time, you're covered.
Yeah.
Or if you get a, you know, sophomore that's A level, a freshman that comes in that's A level, your program's going to be good. That's a 5-year run.
Right. And the guys that around them know how to play with good players.
Yeah.
And a lot of times you might see that maybe in the little, like the smaller towns and, you know, class B, class C, because, you know, they don't have, they can't go to four different schools.
What does it mean? But what does it mean when a power four says to South Dakota State, North Dakota, hey, we need your coaches and your players?
Well,
what does that mean?
Washington State don't count because they just out in the abyss. But what it tells you is these coaches, first of all, it goes back to Bruce Arians, and you better give Deion Sanders the credit to this, because what he's done, he's opened the doors for these power four schools not to turn their nose up at lower level or perceived at lower level football schools and coaches. So, you know, whether it's Deion going to Jackson State, going up to Colorado, whether it's Eddie George and DeSean Jackson now obviously you had Ed Reed for a quick second. You have all these guys that are former players. Are they like, oh, you need to go coach high school before you can come? No. They want football minds. Now
Did we miss the layup in the great story of this thing, that the number one and number three players in all of college football were playing outside of the Power Four?
At one point, but yes and no, but you got your two sons. I mean, it's your two sons.
And then let's just throw Boise State into the conversation. That a lot of the scouts, a lot of coaches, a lot of recruiters missed on four players that should have been in the Power Four at an elite program.
Well, they were. They could have.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could have. And then I think Genty, he was, his dad was an Army brat, so he wasn't even here for majority of the times that you would get on the map. And then so when you look at Washington State, you know, that now they're more open to see, okay, look, that dude's a good coach. I like what they're doing. He runs a good program. He developed players. You start to see South Dakota State guys get drafted. So their
quarterback's the next one.
Yeah, exactly. So then it's like, okay, well, you can play, and there's not a big difference anymore. There isn't.
Yeah.
There isn't because of the networks and the development. South Dakota State's facilities are pretty sweet. So, I mean, it's going to happen more often. And so big shout out to them. And we got an announcement here. We got another guy in the portal from the Huskers. We're going to take a quick break, come back, we'll answer some of your texts. But then obviously we'll deal with Jalen Lloyd going into the portal. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.